Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey, CIAP sisters!
It's your virtual sisters, Bianca, aka BB.
Shade or Shade, whichever one floats your boat.
And your girl, Jenny from the pod. And welcome to another episode of She's in the Pod,
the safe space for millennial women,
where we meet bi-weekly to talk life, growth, and sisterhood.
Hey, guys!
Hi!
Hey! Welcome back!
Welcome, welcome, welcome back to a second episode Oh, She's in a Pod, our second episode of 2023.
Indeed.
Yes. We are very excited to have kickstarted off this season again. And yeah, we're just so excited about this year. And we've got an announcement at the end of this episode. So.
Oh, we did it before or after? At the end?
Yeah.
Should we get
should
at
we
the end?
Wait, or should we?
I don't know. What do you guys
so
think?
Wicked. Sorry.
Should we keep the suspense so they actually listen?
Or should we? Maybe like not, I don't know.
What do you
guys are nicer than me, so.
Well, are you going to wait?
I would have said we'd do it at the end.
Okay, let's do it at the end.
Okay, cool.
Sorry, guys. You know, some people are just going to skip.
We might not do it at the end. We might be in the middle. You never know.
Yeah, exactly. We might actually change our minds. Exactly. So you just have to listen to the episode. Sorry.
So listen
and, yeah, just take it in. But
yeah,
this week, we want to talk about something a bit different.
Yeah.
We wanted to talk about forgiveness. But not just forgiving others, forgiving yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And what actually sparked this topic
emotional
is...
Emotional music plays in the background.
And it cue the sad music.
Isn't it? Cue the sad music.
But what sparked this topic is I had a conversation with a friend and it just made me realize a lot of things. A lot of things that I've done that I didn't even realize that I had done. And sometimes that happens where maybe we lack self-awareness at some points and or we're not as empathetic as we should be and we don't put ourselves in the other person's shoes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought actually it's probably very appropriate to enter this new year just thinking about how we forgive ourselves, why we should forgive ourselves if we do forgive ourselves, if we've ever had to forgive ourselves. Because it's definitely something worth talking about and something that's very, very important as well for growth. So,
definitely.
So yeah. So based on that, I would say the first question is, have you guys ever had to forgive yourself for something?
Yeah, all the time.
And
all
like,
the time.
Yeah.
All
like
the time.
Things like what?
I have to forgive myself as much as I have to forgive other people.
Mm.
There's no difference because I am as flawed.
Mm.
Yeah.
Obviously, we have this thing as human beings where we hold ourselves in higher esteem than everybody else. It's just a natural thing that we do as humans.
And we always kind of look for the wrong in others.
Exactly. And we're not taught growing up what self-awareness looks like. Mm. You know, it's one of the things we're not taught. So we get to being an adult and it's like, oh, okay, maybe I have the problem. Cool. Okay. But
yeah.
I'm not gonna admit it. I'm just gonna keep it moving.
Yeah.
Hopefully, no one notices that I'm the problem. But a lot of things. I think you know things that I've mistakes I've made in friends. If I'm gonna be specific, I remember there was this one. I mean, there's been a lot of situations, but there's one situation particularly I remember where I told someone something I shouldn't have, and I remember I felt so bad. The thing is, yeah, this sounds so wrong what I'm gonna say, but I genuinely thought the person I told wouldn't have said anything.
Yeah. But that's a lot of the time what we think.
Yeah.
That's why we
kind of excuse like I should have not because that person trusted me.
Yeah.
Something that was so actually dear and like really sensitive for them. And I wasn't saying, telling the person in a gossipy way. It was just something that it was like in context of the conversation we were having. I was like, oh yeah, like this person. And it just kind of like, and I remember this was years ago. And I was just, it taught me a lot about just, you know, just the trust in people. And like my mom would always get onto me because she was trained in safeguarding. So she would always like say to me, like, listen, if you want to work with women, you better learn how to keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
Because people are going to tell you some sensitive things that you can't just be going and saying, even if you're not saying it in a gossipy way or you don't mean any harm, you can't use someone else's story as an example if they haven't given you permission to.
Yeah.
But that happened. And I remember it was like a whole thing, and you know, we fell out and stopped talking, and I couldn't blame anyone but myself. It was my problem. Like, I wanted to be mad at the person that opened their mouth, but I opened my mouth. I was the person that opened my mouth technically. I had this, you know, situations in friendships where people thought like, okay, I could have showed up a bit better. And then also I feel like I've had to forgive myself for not necessarily doing anything wrong in a sense, like doing something to someone, but for the lack of grace I had in a situation. So like, even if someone did something that upset me or hurt me, it was how much I was holding on to it and how much like I was really taking it to heart and how much I was allowing that to control me and control my relationship with them. Like, it's okay to be upset. It's okay to have, my feelings are valid, but how much you gonna let this control you? So like, even the lack of grace I've had to kind of sometimes forgive myself. Like, oh, you know what? You were Bianca, your feelings were valid, but you went too far. Like, you were too harsh on this situation. It's been a lot of situations, you know, just in terms of how I've treated myself as well. Like, there's been a lot of situations where I've like looked back and like, Bianca, you let them take you for idiots. What? And not in a way like it was their, it was more so my lack of boundaries. Like, they weren't doing anything wrong or like malicious, but it just felt wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And I just didn't.
And you allowed
it. Yeah, and I just allowed it. So a lot of situations, I think it's a constant thing. And there are some things that I still deal with that I've done years ago that I'm still like feeling. It's hard sometimes not to feel the shame of certain things as well. So it's been a lot. I think the most difficult thing to forgive yourself in my opinion, is things that other people know about.
Yeah.
Because if that like makes what, sense.
Yeah,
like,
give
for example, with that situation where where I said something I wasn't supposed to say, other people knew that because now, oh gosh, now I'm having to deal with, I'm trying to forgive myself and trying to like, we're trying to work on our situation. Yeah. But now there are other people
you've
that
got
hate
other
me.
Eyes as well.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There are other eyes. So it's exactly like, how do you deal with that when other people are shaming you? How do you not forgive yourself?
Yes.
When some people are going to be set on holding that against you for the rest of your life. Yeah. Like, that's just going to be it. Some people will let it go, but that's probably the hardest thing is having to deal with self-forgiveness when other people have the lack of grace. Because you're like, how do I, okay, I'm dealing with this internally, but then when I go outside into the real world, you have eyes and it like mouths on you. So that's been I could go on all day. But
it's very similar to mine as well. Again, I think it's just kind of lacking that self-awareness and maybe saying things that I shouldn't have said. In giving maybe examples of things, and you kind of say someone's situation or situation that's happened. And, you know, it's like you're kind of overexposing, but you're not saying it with that intent. But the other person is clearly not happy about that. And just having that self-awareness. And that's something that I lacked and I didn't even realize that I had done. So obviously when it then came to light, I felt so awful. I felt so awful. And very similar to you, other people know too.
Oh,
so, and you know, we don't even know who knows. So you just,
you're anxious. You're anxious.
You're very paro. You're very paro because you're just thinking, oh, so who knows this about me? Who's now thinking this about me? I try to block it out because you will just give yourself hypertension if you're trying to be so overcautious.
And you can't erase what's happened. It's just about what you do moving forward.
Yeah, this is it, which is why I brought up the topic, forgiving yourself, because that's genuinely, I think, the only way you can really move forward.
Yeah, definitely.
And it even goes, even kind of fits into the whole caring about what other people think.
Yes.
Because let's say I post something now and I'm thinking, oh, but this person knows this about me, and they might think, who does this girl think she is?
Exactly.
It's all linked into it. It all links into it. So I just think forgiving yourself is so important. Like genuinely learning from your mistakes.
Yeah.
Thinking about how you can do differently next time. Thinking about how you can be loving, put yourself in the other person's shoes. And it's not always easy to do.
It's not. But it's going to say, sometimes it's hard. It's especially not. If it's like ingrained, if it's ingrained in you, like certain attitude or certain ways of doing things. Like similar to you guys, I've had situations with friends and it was more about how I made them feel. Especially, you know, I'd get from like comments like, oh, sometimes it feels like you think you're better than us. And I'm like, but what have I done? What have I said? And it's like, not necessarily anything specific, but just how, you know, maybe they're telling me about a situation. I'm like, yeah, but come on, you can just do this. So you can, you know, I'm not as sensitive.
I hear that.
And I get it. And now, not even recently, for a long time, I have sort of realized that it's part of me as well. Like, you know, that quote, like hurt people hurt people. This is how, you know, I've grown up. This is how I even think about myself. This is how I speak to myself. So that's
you're
probably
as directly yourself as well.
So I think other people can take it. Not necessarily about whether they can take it or not. It's just wrong. I shouldn't be talking to myself like that. But it's hard sometimes to like sometimes I feel myself having to like just hold myself back because I know naturally what I would say, my natural instinct. But I know because they've brought to light like certain things I've said or how I've made them feel or, you know, that kind of stuff that I have to be more sensitive because everybody's different. Maybe I can take it and I can just sort of move on from it. But it's just not the way to go about things. So as much as like, and I think that's why sometimes it's hard to forgive because it's hard to forgive myself because I'm so like hard-headed sometimes where I'm like, well, if I can take it, why can't they? Like, what's happening? Or or somebody else can take it. But it's just realizing that everyone's different and how everyone receives.
I'm very much on the same page.
It's very different, right?
Like the way my family grew up is like we're very harsh.
Yeah,
we make fun of everything.
Right,
my family makes fun of innocent, you will the things, and it's probably trauma.
Yeah. Hurt people.
That's what it is what it is at the end of the day. We have a joke for everything on this planet. And if sometimes I say people can see our group chat or our conversations, they would never talk to us again. But it's again, it's like I'm like, well, sometimes I've had this and I've had to forgive myself or rewire myself in how I think because I'm like, well, you're crying because you went through this. If I sit down and tell you my life, you'll be astonished that I have a sane mind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I can't project that because if I really think about myself, the way I've most of my life, obviously I'm doing things differently now. The way I've dealt with things hasn't been healthy. Mm-hmm. So I shouldn't be proud of that. I shouldn't try to project that onto other people. And so that's been for the past few years, I've been humbled and like, you know, everyone has different capacities.
Yeah.
And been able to be like, oh, do you know what? I was too harsh on this person. Let me reel it back. I have a question for you actually, guys, when it comes to forgiveness. How have you dealt with forgiveness in a sense of things that you actually felt you didn't do wrong?
That's a good question.
Are making you feel like this is... Because I think that's something that like... I've been through a lot where sometimes I've said sorry a few times, but I didn't mean it.
You're just kind of saying sorry for the sake of peace.
I'm just like, for the sake of peace, but I'm like, as opposed to if this happened again, I would have done it the exact same way. How do you deal with that? And someone's making you feel like, do you just give in? Like, how do you, because there are, I've been in certain situations where it's like, people are really trying to shame me and I'm thinking, I don't feel this is how I would deal with it.
It just has down to that everyone being different. All you can really do in that kind of scenario is explain yourself and say, I understand your point of view. Because again, it's about dealing with people and dealing with emotions. I think it's just about saying, do you know what? I understand your point of view. However, this was
however.
I know people say that whatever comes before the however or the but doesn't even matter. But I mean, because I don't also believe in just apologizing for the sake of it or allowing yourself to be a victim. Like, no one should victimize you. If you don't feel like you did something wrong and you stand by that, And that's why it's just very important to listen to the other person's point of view, because they 100%. Might have a valid point too.
And their perspective.
Yeah, exactly. And perspective. I think it's just about communication. Explain.
I agree.
Like, explain what you did.
I agree.
Why you did it, how you felt in that moment doing it. And you can apologize for making them feel how they felt, because you didn't intend for that.
That's the key.
But
if you know, it's you funny don't feel... You know, apologies make me laugh when someone says, I apologize if. And I'm like, damn, take your apology. I don't want it. Because it's not an if it happened, it, okay? Yeah.
But it's like, I get it.
But that is what you're apologizing for.
If you're, if you truly feel like, you know, you're justified in, you know, what you've done, then it's hard to apologize. But, you know, I think sometimes I just think about, like, how much do I value friendship,
how important,
you know, and it goes back to, like, there was a situation where I offended somebody, right? And she mentioned something like, you know, I still have like trauma from all the other stuff you said, and I'm like, oh, this is heavy. I said, this is heavy. What do you mean? What else have I said? And again, it came to, like, you know, how I made them feel about, you know, maybe they felt that they weren't doing too well. So when I'm telling them stuff, they feel like I'm putting pressure on them. Okay. So it was that. So the reason why I mentioned this is because to me, it wasn't too big of a deal. But to that person, it was like, she described it as trauma. And I was so shocked, because I was like, what? That's a heavy thing.
Be careful about throwing around big words like that, you know.
But then it goes back to, like, some people, they feel things so deeply, or they're affected by things so deeply, and you don't even know, you don't even realize how you make them feel.
Most of the time, like, what you were saying to her, it's just that what you said induced what was already lying there.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like that's very true, actually, and that's a good point.
Yeah.
Because you could have said to yourself and felt so bad in yourself that, oh my gosh, I caused this girl trauma. No, she probably
already had. It was already there. It's just that it just brought it to, you know.
You maybe triggered it again.
It was triggered.
You did not cause it.
That's pretty much it. Like, but I think, you know, it's nuanced at the end of the day, multiple truths can exist in one home. Do you know what I mean? And that's the thing about the human experience. It's like, there's no wrong or right in a sense. Like, obviously there is wrong or right in this world, but like, when it comes to people's experiences and their perspective on things, you cannot tell them that did not happen. You did not feel that. That's just and that's where it gets complicated.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But like, forgiving yourself has been, I don't know, it's going to be an ongoing thing. It's like, because we are going to make mistakes again until the day we leave this earth. We're going to constantly be offending people, offending ourselves, mistreating other people, mistreating ourselves. Yeah. It's just a part of the human experience at the end of the day. I think we have to come up with a way in which we, a process in which we're internally dealing with that forgiveness. Like, even if the outside world lacks, like, people, I do feel sorry for, I'm not going to lie, celebrities. Because when they, like, some celebrities make a genuine mistake, like it was a mess up, and then it's like,
human does.
But people, like this Will Smith slap.
Oh yeah.
I'm like, okay, yeah, it was a lot. It was about almost a year ago now.
Really?
Has it been a year already?
Yeah, it was like, the Oscars was like March or Feb. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So it's almost a year ago. And
fresh.
Know, obviously that was a situation and stuff like that. That mistake, because he's a celebrity and he made it, like, that's going to stick with him for the rest of his life. Even if he goes to accomplish amazing things after this,
talking about Chris Brown and how was that Rihanna.
And honestly, I genuinely believe that, because he's one of the most talented people on this earth, right? And to be fair, he's had a few incidents, you know, after that, you know, but I do think that his career trajectory would have been a lot better if it wasn't for that situation.
It's held him back a lot. He wasn't allowed to come to Europe for how many years?
It was only last year, I think, he came back for the first time.
Exactly.
He couldn't perform. I don't even know if it was because of that, but remember, he was meant to perform somewhere and they basically said he couldn't anymore.
That was probably because of it. So like, he was bad for a very long time. So I feel sorry for them, because how do they forgive themselves?
When the world is against them, how do they forgive themselves?
That must really mess you up mentally.
And the whole world is scrutinizing you. Because I know how I feel when I'm scrutinized by
just
friends. Or just a few people. Imagine the whole world in your comments.
Yep.
I feel like everyone's against you.
It's not easy.
It's a lot. And it's weird, because I think, depending on what the mess up is, it depends on how much people feel like, oh, I want to forgive you. Like, or how okay it is to give you a pass. I think it depends on it. Again, like with Chris Brown, certain things, domestic violence is something that, just especially against women, like, it's just a thing that people are going to hold on to forever.
Yeah.
Do you know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think, to be honest, the people that are set on not forgiving someone else, in my opinion, from my experience, don't do well with forgiving themselves either.
Yeah. There's something deep-rooted.
There's something deep-rooted. Yeah. Yeah, that's my opinion. And sometimes they're not aware of that.
Mm.
But that's, I think, if you're holding other people to those standards, it's either two things. You have problems with forgiving yourself, or you think you're better than everybody else, which is not the case, because you are
even that is like a superiority complex.
It is.
Like, why do you think you're better than everyone else?
Yeah.
Does it make you feel good to think that you're better than everyone else? Does it, like, does it, I don't know, suppress some thoughts that you've had? I don't know. Because, a lot of things that people do is rooted in some sort of, like, childhood, you know, 100%. Issue or situation that's, like, deep-rooted and buried and is now manifesting through those thoughts and actions.
It's a very
complex phenomenon. It's a very complex topic.
But I just
thought, you know, it's actually good to shed light on this.
I think
forgiving yourself.
I mean, is there any way, because how do you actually deal with, if you feel like you've dealt with something privately by yourself and you forgive yourself for it, and then you go into a space where you feel anxious or paranoid, or you know blatantly that there are people who are judging you.
Oh, yeah.
How do you deal with that? How do you stay 2 feet on the ground? How do you stay confident? Like, do you know what?
That's your business. Yeah. Like, I know in this moment in time, there are some people that don't like me.
That's going to be life, though. Isn't it?
And
it's a hard, as much as it's hard when life, you know it's a hard who. Pill to oh, yeah, that's true. Because, you know, that's a very good point. That is a very good point. It's a given that you know people are not going to like you. But when you know
when
who
you
it
know
is,
who,
that, yeah, that makes it harder.
It's much harder.
That's so true.
It's harder.
That's so true.
I don't know. What can you do? What can you do?
Yeah, you can't do anything.
You just have to just do you.
And I feel everyone's comfy. And the thing is, I want to be niched. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to be niched. I don't want to be everyone's cup of tea. And some people may have valid reasons for not liking me.
Yeah.
However, I don't think that there's people in my life, not in my life, in this world who I can say, I think saying not liking someone is strong. I would say I'm just not fond of them, or they're not my type of person. Like, when I'm trying to explain to someone who's like, I was having a conversation with my friend yesterday, and he was like, we were talking about this old childhood friend that I grew up with.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, you should give her a call. I was like, why? He's like, oh, I'm sure she misses you. Okay, that's nice. Like, I know that we were childhood friends.
Yeah.
And as we've gotten older, she's just not my type of person. I don't dislike her, but I just know we wouldn't go well together. We're in very separate worlds and that's okay. I can get on with people who are different than me. It's not that. It's just that. It just wouldn't work. And that's okay. You can sit and say, do you know what? And there are some things that person's also done that I haven't liked, but I'm not going to sit here and say, I don't like them, or have like a vendetta against them.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Or be checking everything they're doing. Oh, what's she doing? What did she think she is?
Mm.
She's in her world and I'm in mine.
I think it depends on the relationship you have with that person. Like, if it was my best friend and let's say for some reason she doesn't like me, that's going to be playing on my mind.
Mm.
Like, I don't think I could let that go. But if it's, if it's just someone that
doesn't affect your day-to-day choices in life.
We'll get there when we get there. But
that's the thing. But also, I think it has to be someone who doesn't affect your day-to-day choices. But, like, for example, do you remember in the car, we were talking about someone that you said you mentioned my birthday?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
So that was a situation because the person who, a friend that we had, me and that friend had a falling out.
Right.
And so that friend went to tell this person, right? And me and that friend were fine.
I'm sure you guys will diss me after, right?
Yeah. And the thing is, we're just sorry, challenge. So
like,
but the thing is, me and the person who had the falling out, we were fine. Like, we made up, we were all good afterwards. Like, but that person still held to. And that's the thing, you got to be careful when you tell people things, because it's like, that's why people always say, be careful what you tell your family about your partner.
Yes.
Because like,
they will always hold
that, because like,
yep.
You're there living in La La Land and you've gotten over it, because conflict is a normal part of life, right?
Yeah.
And things are going to happen and people are going to let you down and you're going to let other people down.
Yeah.
But then once you've moved on from that, if that person's not mature enough to let that go once you've let it go, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So it's absolutely. And then again, it's like, okay, I've dealt with that and we've dealt with that, but then I'm in spaces where I'm still being made to feel guilty.
That's a problem.
And so it's I think it's about difficult.
Maturity. It's about maturity.
That is key as well. Maturity.
100%. Yeah, maturity. 100%. learning that everyone is different, not everyone will like you, and being okay with that.
Yeah.
And
everyone makes mistakes.
Yeah, everyone.
No matter
makes
how long
mistakes.
You've lived this life for, yeah. No matter what environment you were, no matter what you've accomplished, no matter yeah. how well known you are not like, you're not going to be from making.
And I think the issue comes when you are making the same mistake.
Yes.
Or you have no remorse for your mistakes.
Yeah.
So you're constantly repeating the same thing. Someone has maybe told you you've done something that you didn't think you had done. Again, that comes to self-awareness and you're not making any attempt.
Yeah.
To improve, knowing that thing is wrong.
The thing is, though, one thing that I'm also learning, and the different approach I'm learning to have with friends that seem to make the same mistakes, and it doesn't necessarily. Sometimes it may affect me. Sometimes I'm just seeing it from afar. But now, when I see that, because I see it in myself, the first question I always ask is, okay, why is this happening? Where's it coming from? Like, it's you're making this mistake, but like, okay, let's talk about. Why this is happening. And not in a way I'm trying to be your therapist.
Yeah.
But like, if I'm in a constant cycle, there's a reason this is happening.
Yeah, let's have, you know, a valid conversation.
Yeah, so like, are you okay? Let's talk about it. It's like, I know certain cycles that I got into or I was in my life came from like traumatic experiences or came from other situations or things that happened to me or things that I may have done and stuff like that. So sometimes it's like, it's never black or white. And sometimes it's like just seeing someone as a human being, seeing someone as they will always be flawed no matter how, you know. And I think the way to avoid that is to never put other people on a pedestal and to not put yourself on one either.
Yes.
And, you know, to always know that at any point in any time in this life, you are everyone, no matter how like, you could be Oprah or you could be me. You're this close from making one mistake that could change everything or change something in your life. Do you know what I mean? So I think it's it's just self-forgiveness is hard. It's hard. It's a hard thing to do. Yeah, I don't know if anyone's quite mastered it. And I think it depends on the gravity of the mistake.
Self-forgiveness. It's just not easy. Because no one likes to be told what they've done wrong.
No, of course not.
Especially if we don't believe it as well. Exactly. No one likes to be criticized. We all want to be appreciated. We all want to be praised. Mm. So hearing something wrong about yourself is very difficult. It's a very difficult thing to accept.
The issue
of course,
is
within reason.
The issue is unlearning that our life is about aiming towards perfection. Like, I think once we let that idea go, it's easier to forgive other people and it's easier to forgive yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've been taught to live this life and that everything has to be that the aim is perfection. The aim is to be this person that everyone aspires to or that I feel so comfortable in because I don't make any mistakes. The aim is to be comfortable in your flaws.
Yeah.
To be comfortable as a flawed human being because there's no other way to be a human being than to be flawed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
there's no other way.
I think it's a very nuanced, complicated topic.
It is. There's no right or wrong, really.
Yeah, I do. I think everyone's got different.
It'll be interesting to hear what other people think about this as well.
What are your opinions? Have you had to forgive yourself? Do you agree
with forgiving yourself,
especially if you feel like you haven't done anything wrong?
Yeah.
Like, how do you deal with that? What's your approach to being confronted and not agreeing with what the person has said?
Yeah. And it's not just in friendships, like family as well.
Like the way maybe you've even treated yourself.
Yeah.
Some things that you realize, like sometimes I look back and I'm like, no one's brought this to my life, but you could have done this better.
Even at work, if your manager or your peer has said, oh, Shade, I don't like the way you're doing this. I don't feel like you had enough confidence in this presentation. You know, just all of this kind of stuff. How do you defend yourself in that situation?
I remember one time, it was actually me that said, spoke to me in a meeting. And I was like, I was ready to go off. But I was like, let me just leave it. And I was and I spoke to her after, and I just didn't like the way you spoke to me, etc. And, you know, she's like, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. And I think when obviously I've had moments where like my manager or my finger said, you know, Bianca, I don't like this and et cetera. And if you don't be careful, that can really induce a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
Because then you're like literally putting a microscope on everything you do. Oh my God, this is going to be good. Or like when you get a message, oh my God, what's this message going to be like?
I've had that one too many times.
That's what happens as well. Like when you know you've done something, there's been times in the past where I know I've done something wrong. Or and then someone messages me like, "Hey, you free for a quick talk?" I'm thinking, "Oh my god, they know, they know, yeah, they've come to grill me,
they've come like, to fire me,
they've come to fight me." And then it's got nothing to do with that. I think making mistakes really induce, and does, how you're treated when you make mistakes really induces your anxiety.
Oh, it does.
It really can.
It does.
Yeah. And then what you think of yourself again, just knowing that. Leave again, that as a that you deal with it as it comes and let it go.
It's
and
hard to believe in yourself.
Learn from it.
Learn from it and still believe in yourself.
Yeah.
Someone's opinion of you does not change how good you are,
how talented you are, how gifted
talented you are. How good you are at your
how
job.
Deserving you are.
Yes.
Absolutely. Of the space that you're in, the place that you're in. And that you start to believe you're just not deserving of the space you're in.
Or incompetent. That's
it. In 2023, please, we are letting go of allowing others' opinions to cripple us.
That's absolutely right.
You learn from your mistakes and you move on. Like, their opinion of you is not a fact.
That's right.
Yeah.
And the most important opinion is what you think of yourself. That affects everything else.
Yes,
absolutely.
So
of course,
start with first self. Start with your first self, and it's hard. It's a hard journey, but again, like if you just understand that we are all here, we're here and we're flawed. There's no perfect human being on this earth.
Even your CEO is very flawed.
Absolutely.
Trust me. Even your manager is the most flawed.
So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode.
I would really love to hear your opinions on this. So DM us. DM us, email, you know, anyhow. Mm. Just let us know your opinions on this and how you're making changes for this year.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
But so on to our little announcement.
Oh my gosh, we nearly forgot.
I actually almost forgot, I was like, okay, great. Round it up.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, guys.
I'm so excited about this.
So we are, obviously you guys know, we are ending.
Yes.
And we are finishing in just a couple of months now. But we wanted to do something where we could, you know, really just celebrate our journey of She's in a Pod. And the past 4 years of our growth and our just sisterhood and how the impact we've made, not intentionally, we just wanted to come together with all our people
community.
And before we even announced, some of you had guessed
that
we were going to do this. I remember on our page, we put out something,
on the comments.
A couple of people did say in the comments that this was going to happen. So, drum roll.
So on the 6th of April, we are having a live show. Woo!
We're having a live show.
And this is like it's our first live show, but our last live show.
Which is sad. Oh my gosh, it's quite sad.
I know it's sad, but we're having a live show and we're just going to come together. It's a live show and an after party.
Yeah. So we want you to enjoy as well.
Yes. And it's going to be a really, really fun time. We want all of our the people that have supported us over the years, please buy a ticket. Please come out. Tickets are on sale today.
Woo! Yes.
So you could buy your ticket. Please, please get that. There are a limited amount. We wanted this to be also an intimate event.
Yes. Yeah.
Because
it's not
like
hundreds and hundreds. Yeah, no. It's going to be
just
intimate and cozy.
Yes.
And exactly. Conversation.
We wanted that to be the case for just really the people that have supported us over the past 4 years, because you guys mean so much to us. And we just, before we say goodbye, we wanted to see everyone in person.
Yeah.
All the people that we've seen online and talked to online for over the past few years. We thought, no, we have to do something like this. So the lovely, I don't know if you guys know her, but she's a co-host of No Shade, and she also co-hosts The Day After.
Yeah.
Esther, my own royalty, will be hosting the night, which we're really excited about. Our lovely sis. And we're going to have the after party. We're going to have DJ. We're going to have drinks. It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be amazing.
So get your tickets, ladies. 6th of April, we're having it in Shoreditch.
Yeah.
We will, if you go to our social media, we'll be post about this and you'll see all the details that you need to know from there. It's going to be fun. We're going to have sponsors, goodie bags, giveaways, all that kind of stuff.
Everything.
We're going to have a good
time. Great conversation.
Yeah.
Great conversation.
We're going to
have some really good,
going to talk. I just can't wait to meet everyone. I've missed this because I feel like the last time we really met our listeners was at the brunch and the little dinner we did.
That was the last time.
But we haven't really
had a good moment where everyone comes
with everyone
together.
Of the little She's in a Pod community that we have.
So,
strong but mighty.
Yes, indeed. And we're just grateful to God for our journey over the past 4 years.
Fantastic.
It's been so fulfilling.
Please buy tickets. Yeah, so come celebrate with us.
Celebrate. We're going to be pushing on social media. We might do a giveaway or two of tickets. We'll see. I'm over the time, but buy a ticket anyways, please. Or if you, you know, even if you can't make it, sponsor somebody else's ticket.
Yeah,
you
know, that'd be so please good.
Sponsor us. Yeah, please do. So we're looking forward to seeing you guys on the 6th of April, 2023. Come looking good. Come in your best dress, and we're gonna have a good time, ladies. Yeah, okay. Indeed. Yeah, exciting times.
Excited.
But yeah, ladies, we are going to end this episode. We will see you in another 2 weeks. We have 4 episodes left.
That's wild.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Wow. Oh my God.
Yeah, 4 episodes left until the end of the season, until the end of Season of Pod.
Yeah.
So, that is, yeah,
it's crazy, right?
It's very sobering.
I don't even want to think about it. Let me just take
Let's pretend it's not happening.
Take each episode as it comes.
Brush it under the carpet. We'll see you in 2 weeks for another episode of Season of Pod. Have a great couple of weeks, ladies, and we love you loads. Thanks for listening. And Shade,
leave us a 5-star rating and review if you enjoyed this episode on Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
Bye, ladies.
Bye.